today at the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is today that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Beloved, welcome to our online church, the Kingdom in Gathering, and we are glad to be with you this morning. This is your host, Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live in the great city of Detroit, Michigan. We send our greetings to you, those that are near and far. We are excited to be back as we continue our series on Back to the Bible. As we are teaching and training you biblical principles and biblical foundations and kingdom principles of discipleship, leadership, and mentoring for building strong disciples. This is what we call our authentic discipleship program. The Lord placed in my heart several months ago that just as the children were going back to school in the month of August and September, that we as believers, as Christian believers, we need to go back to the Bible. And so, beloved, as we have embarked on this journey, I'm encouraging you, if you're listening in for the first time, that you would go back to our archives that's available 24/7, free, at no cost to you, to go in and listen in to the teachings, to the training, to the preaching, to the prophecy, to the prayers, and you will be blessed. You will be strengthened, you will be inspired, encouraged, and empowered by the Word of God. In the month of October, we looked at the Victorious Church. What a series. I encourage you. We covered looking at leadership and membership and church discipleship. You need to listen in to that, beloved, as we continue to lay the foundation of the Victorious Church that God has placed in the earth, because he said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail. As we reviewed the Victorious Church, the body of Christ, church leadership, church discipleship, we want you to be prepared for what God is doing in this time and in this season. And so the month of November, we are excited to be sharing with you this month the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Biblical principles of prosperity and wealth. Amen. This is a hot topic that everyone in the body of Christ need to really understand and have a greater revelation of God's blessings, God's wealth, God's prosperity from a biblical perspective. And so we have three foundational scriptures that I want to read for you during this month, in the month of November. Looking at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. That's one of our first passage of scriptures that I want to read to you. I encourage those that are listening in, if you don't have your Bible, grab your Bible, grab your pen, paper, something to write on and capture what the Holy Spirit may be sharing with you pertaining to your own situation, challenge, problems, questions, but also that you would have an open spirit. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 reads, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Amen. We're going to be looking at the blessing of the Lord. Also, I want you to flip back to Deuteronomy. Amen. Familiar passage of scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. Starting at verse 1. The blessings of obedience. Amen. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thy hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, that you shall be blessed in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field, blessed shall you be the fruit of thy body, blessed of the ground, of the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy field. Blessed shall thy basket and thy store, blessed shall thy be when you cometh in, and blessed shall be when you goeth out. The Lord will cause thy enemies that rise against thee to smitten before thy face, and thy shall come out against thee one way and flee thy seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thy storehouse and all that thy setteth thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. The Lord shall establish thee in a holy people unto himself, and he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his way, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be afraid. And thy God shall make thee plenteous and good, the blessed the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of the cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, and give the rain upon thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend to many nations, and thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if thou hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe to do them. Amen. That is Deuteronomy 28. Verse 1 through 13. And then, beloved, our third foundational scripture for this series, the blessings of the Lord, biblical principles of prosperity and wealth. There, as we saw mentioned, there are commands and commandments that the Lord is saying that obedience, amen, causes the blessings to flow. I also want us to look at Deuteronomy, same chapter, go back to verse 8, amen, and chapter 8, verse 8, very familiar passage of scripture, found in verse 18, for your hearing, but thou shalt remember. That is key. Circle that word. Highlight that word. Write it on your journal. Remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is today. Amen. Our God is a covenant-keeping God. So, circle covenant, or highlight covenant, or write covenant on your journal, on your sheet. Beloved, I'm going to give you a wealth of scriptures throughout this series that you, beloved, want to tap into what God is speaking to you in this time and season. These are biblical principles of prosperity and wealth. We have a lot of different mindsets when we think about, when we hear the word prosperity and wealth because of erroneous teaching and doctrine, but we're talking about God's biblical principles of prosperity. Amen? So when we hear the word wealth and money and riches and prosperity and abundance, we want to look at what does the word of God say. And so to get a proper lens and a proper perspective, we're going to be looking at some of the benefits and dangers of wealth. We're going to be looking at some of the benefits and dangers of money. Amen? And this is why in this season, in this month of great harvest, amen, that you want to capture what God is saying. Just like Deuteronomy 8:18 that I just read to you, it was to tell the Israelites to remember where the wealth came from, how it came to them, that they are to remember God. Amen. And so I want us to read and write down Deuteronomy 30, verse 8 through 10. 8 through 10. And as we read this, it's showing what is the relationship between prosperity and obedience. That's a key word I want you to write down. Obedience to God's word. So this relationship between prosperity and obedience. Deuteronomy 30, amen, it says in verse 8 through 9, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy father. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, if thou shalt turn unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen. Amen. So, beloved, we're looking at the relationship between prosperity and obedience. We see it again as we read in Deuteronomy 28, and now we're reading it in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 8 through 10. The commandments, the statutes, hearing God's voice, obeying God's voice. Beloved, as we see this relationship between prosperity and obedience, he said, if you hearken to my voice, obey my commandments and my statutes, that the blessing, amen, that will come forth in your life. And so I want us to look at what the scriptures teach about prosperity and God's provision. Turn to Proverbs, amen. Proverbs chapter 10, amen. Proverbs chapter 10. As I said, one of our foundational scriptures is Proverbs 10:22. And I would encourage you to go and look at Proverbs 10:22 and a variety of translations. Amen. I've been reading for you out of King James, but I want you to look at the NIV or the Message Bible or the CEV, the Contemporary English Translation. There are multiple translations, but you will get a better understanding and revelation to this particular passage of scripture found in Proverbs 22. I'll read it again. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. The blessings of the Lord maketh you wealthy, or brings you wealth without toiling and without sorrow. So think about what the word of God is saying to us in scripture. Look at verse 10. Excuse me. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 says, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. And verse 4 says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now, this is what the word of God is telling us, amen, regarding prosperity and God's provision. Verse 13 chapter 13, I'm sorry, chapter 13, verse 21, is speaking to us. He says, evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Verse 22, in the same verse, same chapter, he says, and we have quoted this passage of scripture, a good man, a good woman leaves an inheritance to her children, his children's children, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, for the righteous. Amen. Proverbs 21, verse 21. Amen. I'm giving you these passages of scriptures so you can go back and read what the Word of God is saying to us about prosperity and God's provision. Proverbs 21, verse 21 says, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Amen. Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Beloved, I don't know if you know this, there's over 2,500 passages of scriptures related to wealth, riches, abundance, prosperity, success in the Word of God. There are more passages of scripture on these particular related topics than prayer, than faith. Amen? Think about that. That as God is addressing these particular topics through his word, it must have been a great concern that God knew that we would have to engage and be challenged to what would happen in relationship to his wealth, his riches, his honor. Amen. And I think it is Second Chronicles chapter 29. Let us look at that as well. Write it down. Second Chronicles. Amen. Second Chronicles chapter 29. The word of the Lord for your hearing is, if I can have the right chapter, I think it's 29 verse, First Chronicles. First Chronicles 29. First Chronicles 29, where David is talking about his giving, and he invites the people to give, and then his prayer. And so David says to us in verse 11, amen, in his prayer, thy, O God, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thy. Thy is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Verse 12. Both wealth, riches, and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Amen. So, beloved, I want you to capture what David is saying. All the wealth, all the riches, all the honor comes from God. Amen. Amen. It all comes from God. And so we as heirs, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, we can know, beloved, it's all our Father's stuff. The cattle on a thousand hills, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. It all comes from God. And so, beloved, the blessings of the Lord, the wealth, the riches, it all belongs to our Heavenly Father. So as we look at these passages of scriptures, that we will capture even the more in our heart and minds of what God is speaking to us regarding wealth, riches, and abundance. Amen. Even in Proverbs 22, verse 9, I want to read that for you as well. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Amen. That you would be a giver and a blessing to those in need, to the poor. Amen. 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 So as we continue to look at the biblical principles of prosperity, I want you to look at in Luke chapter 6, verse 38. What happens when we give? If we give with a small measure, what if we give with a large measure? That's what we're seeing here, beloved, in Luke chapter 6. Amen. For those that are following along with us and those that may not have their sword, their weapon, the Word of God is telling us in verse 38, Jesus is speaking, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure, that's a key word, the measure, your measure, for the same measure you give, it shall be measured to you again. Amen. And then I want us to look at 2 Corinthians. These are just scriptures that we're looking at regarding prosperity and wealth. In 2 Corinthians, amen, we're talking about the law of sowing and reaping. Several weeks ago, the Lord dropped in my spirit, and I will share with you, I don't know if it's during this month, but he gave me the word law and order. Law and order. And so, over the last couple of days, it continued to drop in my spirit, law and order, the laws of God's word pertaining to money. Amen. Law and order, and applying the laws of God pertaining to money. So as he continues to download that, stay tuned, that there's law and order. Amen. The laws of God's money and how we are to apply them in our lives. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, for your hearing, regarding the law of sowing and reaping. For we know God loves a cheerful giver. Verse 6 says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, but he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 7, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, beloved, that ye also having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good works. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply, amen, multiply your seed sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which calls through us thanksgiving to God. Amen. I got rich and blessed by reading through that passage of Scripture. Beloved, go back. Verse 6 through 11. And let the Word of God minister to you regarding the law of sowing and reaping, how it applies to money. Amen. And then as I read in verse 7, what does it say? What kind of giver does God love? He loves a cheerful giver. And then verse 8, what is God able to do for the cheerful giver? What is he able to do for you today, beloved? He's able to make all grace, all favor abound, overflow toward you. And that having all sufficiency in all things, beloved, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and then abound to every good works, the works of your hands today, beloved. So why does God make people rich? Have you ever thought about that? Why does God make people rich? It's answered in verse 11. It's answered, for he says, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which caused through us thanksgiving to God. I want to read verse 12 too. For the administration of this service not only supplies the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Why does God make people rich? Amen. We already know it comes from him being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. When we think about this month here in the United States of America, one of our national holidays during the month of November is what we call Thanksgiving Day. It is a time where family and friends, they gather for a time of celebrating. And it is a feast of food, all the trimmings, and to give thanks unto God. Beloved, I'm saying to you, if we read through what the Word of God is saying here in this particular passage of Scripture, especially in verse 11 and 12, that the many blessings, the many thanksgiving, that it is abundance to us to be a blessing to each other, to be a blessing to others, to minister, amen, the Word of God, to minister, to meet the needs of others, beloved, that there will be bountiful, there will be blessing flowing in our lives, that we, amen, will be the representative. It is not to have a spirit of hoarding. It is not to have a spirit of me and myself and my four and no more. That we, beloved, as we look at this word of bounty and grace and prosperity and wealth, when we're talking about prosperity, the question is not, will God prosper me? The question is, what will I do with God's abundance provision? The overflow, the blessings of the Lord that maketh thee rich, that make you wealthy without toiling, without sorrow. What will you do with it, beloved? When we look at the blessings of the Lord, these biblical principles of wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity, as we take this journey this month, beloved, I pray that you continue to join with us, that you will have greater revelations and understanding why God wants to bless the works of your hand and your assignment of what God has called you to do in this time and in this season. Oh, beloved, I thank God as he continues to bless you this day, that we command the blessings of the Lord that he has spoken in Deuteronomy 28, as he has spoken, amen, in our lives, that he has given you the power, he has given you the authority to create wealth in the establishment of his covenant, beloved, that you will tap in to what God is speaking in this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to open up the line If there are any comments, any questions that you may have, you may even have a prayer request. We want to pray with you. Good morning, good morning. I see we have Minister Levy with us. We have persons that have called from around the country. Good morning, Minister Levy. I pray blessings over you and your household this morning. Any questions, any comments, anything resonated in your spirit as we are starting this series, the month of November, the blessings of the Lord. It is harvest time in Jesus' name, that there will be great harvest coming forth in every aspect of our lives. Good morning, Minister Levy.
Good morning, good morning. I just thank you so much for affirming and reaffirming the word of God as you were speaking. I know for sure I was born to be rich. Not necessarily all money, but I was born to be rich, to pass on the blessings of the Lord, to help others and to aid in assisting his kingdom business in the earth. So I'm excited today that I'm rich. I'm rich in every aspect. I'm rich in spirit, in truth, and I'm rich in money. So I'm just excited to know that I'm a rich, wealthy woman of God, born to be rich in this life. Amen.
Amen, amen. As 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and
amen.
Be in good health as your soul prospers. That's every aspect of your life, spiritual riches, physical, mental, emotional, financial, vocational, relational. Beloved, yes, wealth and riches and prosperity include finances, amen, but they include every aspect of your life. And so I want the people of God in this time to not reject God's wealth and receive it, not reject his prosperity, his abundance, and his riches, but understand, get a revelation of what God has spoken through Genesis to Revelation, amen, and that it is for you to receive the blessings of the Lord that makes you wealthy without toiling and without sorrow. Amen, amen, amen. Do we have anyone else that I want to share? Maybe something that may have resonated in their heart, in their spirit. You may have a prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his word this morning. I invite you to come back next week as we continue our series, Back to the Bible, Biblical Principles and Teachings. This is foundational that God has in this time, in this season, the kingdom principles, amen, that will go forth and looking at discipleship, leadership, and mentoring you to build you as a strong disciple of Jesus Christ in every aspect of your life. Amen, amen. I do want to share with our upcoming events and programs this week. Mark your calendar. Our online Bible study is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our number, call in, is 1-605-562-3140. The code is 313954 and pound. And our new series that we are starting or have started is God's Covenant Wealth. Amen. You're going to be blessed by this, beloved. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we teach, as we proclaim, as we proclaim, and prophesy about God's covenant wealth. And then Monday through Friday, live at 5, that is our prayer outreach. It is at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number, 1-605-562-3140. And the code is 313954 and pound. You want to be a part of what God is doing in this time and in this season. Coming up live November the 19th, we are going to have a one-day Kingdom Entrepreneur Training Workshop Seminar here in Detroit. And we want you to be a part. It is a full day from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can email us for additional information at globalprayerforce, the number 1000, at gmail.com. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Our School of Ministry is coming in the month of November. This is a School of Ministry, and it is free tuition to all. We will have live and online. Registration is required. Again, email globalprayerforce, the number 1000, at gmail.com. We have exciting programs that are coming up, beloved. A School of Prayer, a School of Life Management, and Spiritual Development. You must stay tuned as we roll these particular training programs. Our center will be coming forth, our educational center. So stay tuned as God continues to guide and direct us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. We are praying as God directs us. We want you to be a part of our, what we call our Partners of Hope campaign. This is an opportunity for you to support our ministry, local, national, and global outreach efforts. Your financial support is greatly needed. You can donate and contribute to the ministry via PayPal.com using our email address, which is faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. We need your support. We need your financial support. We have several programs that are coming up in the month of November and December as we go into 2017. Our Children of Hope program, we are supporting children all around the world through our enrichment program, which includes education, which includes food, clothing, shelter. Beloved, as God is using us to make an impact on lives around the globe, we want you to become a partner of hope. So pray. Be led by the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying any amount, but, beloved, as you pour into this ministry for us to advance the kingdom of God, that as we read in 2 Corinthians, that God loves a cheerful giver and that he will continue to pour bountifully into your life, in every aspect of your life, in Jesus' name. So, beloved, as we go from this place today, but never from the presence of a holy, righteous God, may the peace of God, the love of God, the prosperity of God, the provision of God be upon you and your household. That is my prayer for you this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom. May God's peace and prosperity be with you. God bless you. We'll be back next week as we continue this dynamic series, The Blessing of the Lord, Biblical Principles of Wealth and Prosperity. Go in peace. Shalom.